since you know court reporting, there are no scaffolds at all. You just come listen to a court session and probably record the proceedings. But it was the unfortunate Monday of 2nd May 2011. Opposition leaders, including Norbert Mao, Kizza Besigye, were arrested and they were transferred to Nakasongola prison. So on 2nd May, we heard that Norbert Mao was being brought back to Kampala, proceeded to Nakawa Court, Nakawa Magistrates Court. That's where Norbert Mao was going to appear. As we are coming back, Mao was being escorted by a very big congregation of people, probably his supporters. So we moved with Mao from Nakawa Court. Mao was stopped by anti-riot police that we found, which had blocked the road to Kampala. So there was an exchange between police and Mao. In that very exchange, I, as a journalist, I got hold of my recorder and I wanted to record the proceedings. Then I don't know what hit me. To date, I don't know what hit me, whether it was a bullet or a tear gas canister. But as we reached hospital, the doctor told me it was a rubber bullet and they removed some fragments of a rubber bullet. I think I was targeted because there were so many people. They hit the leg, because if someone really wanted to scare me away, they would shoot in the air or they would probably throw away their canister. But someone just threw it on my leg. I haven't gotten any justice. I have a permanent scar on my leg. I need to advance my cause because I was hit on duty and I was hit by an agent of state, which was police on duty. I think those people really marked me. They marked me. You know, the square is really blocked here. But sometimes when you're passing, those anti-riot guys are like, sorry for what happened to you, out of the blue. So I think I fear for my life.